Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
So we're hoping to be joined by Brian Baldinger in just a bit, Odyssey NFL Insider. Hopefully he joins us soon. So after I busted the tournament last night, I had a moment of weakness.
You busted around 10:30?
I busted like 10:30-ish, you know, about 15 spots out of the money. No real threat. Scored one bounty. I mean, it's just very mediocre performance. But anyway, I'm heading back to my room, and I couldn't fend off the gift shop. I had to walk into the gift shop in Valdez. I got quite the double dip combo. I had Haribo gummy bears and a Stella Artois tall boy.
I know that you had a beer.
that was my nightcap. So I went up to my room, I turned on the TV, I sat down, and I cracked open that Haribo bag, and I washed it down with, I don't know if it's an 18 or 20 ounce Stella. It was a healthy one. And then I had to get up and pee like three times in the middle of the night.
I was thinking about you.
What a night.
I think this is after you left the New Year's Eve party.
Yeah.
Maybe it was while you were there, but I'm going to pose kind of a hypothetical, because maybe you missed it. So at one point, I don't know how many people came. The RSVPs was like 66.
Yeah.
Some people didn't come. Mm-hmm. Let's say between 50 and 60 people were there. At one point, the kitchen was like really crowded in the family room, right? But then it like thinned out, and I was like, did all these people leave? It wasn't the case.
Okay.
They all went out to the deck and were smoking cigs.
Hold on. Cigs and not cigs. Like cigars?
Not cigars.
Really?
Cigarettes.
Hmm.
It was probably about 10. I was like, because by the way, it rained.
Yeah.
Right? We were going to set up the outside. We have an awning.
Mm-hmm.
And then it starts pouring, right, as I'm like setting things up.
Yep.
Luckily, I had the food. I'm just, maybe we'll kick that around later. I'm curious if you had seen that, been tempted, because back in the day, Cakes drinks a couple pops, he's going to get the cancer stick.
Sure. That's something that I did. I'm not proud of it. We are joined now by our friend and Odyssey NFL insider, Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. What's up, Baldy? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, guys. Good to be with you. Thank you.
Yeah, of course, man. I'm looking at your Twitter, at Baldy NFL. I'll give you props. You have this from 14 hours ago. It's a Happy New Year's tweet, and it's you free diving, and you dive down to the bottom of, I guess this is the Atlantic Ocean, I'm guessing, and you're on a coral reef, basically, and there's like eight lobsters hanging out underneath the coral reef. How often do you encounter the lobsters when you're free diving, and how long can you hold your breath when you're down there?
Well, I'm kind of a piker, you know, when it's holding my breath. I'm not happy with it, but like a minute and 15 seconds. I can't believe I can't do it for 2.5 minutes or 3 minutes the way most good free divers can.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's it's lobster season down there in Florida right now, so I found a good little rock, you know.
Yeah, and, you did.
Those little bad boys are, have been captured and are being made into all kinds of different, you know, varieties of lobster.
Hey,
biscuit.
Baldy, I don't think you have anything to be ashamed of. Like maybe in the freediving community, a minute or a minute and a half isn't great. And like in the Navy SEAL community, they'd laugh at that number because they can hold their breath forever. But I think like in this room, I don't think there's any chance any of us can hold our breath for a minute 30. No chance.
Yeah, but it's just technique. And, you know, just when you think you can't hold your breath any longer and you feel like you're just going to burst,
that's when the dive
begins. So it's a mental thing. So, I'm just not there yet. I got to get a little stronger, a little tougher in my technique.
Okay, if you say so. You're a stronger man than I am. Speaking of technique and getting stronger and playing NFL football, where do you come down? I think I know where you're going to answer this. Where do you come down on how much do you play your starters as we get into playoff season? Like, there was a lot of speculation that Dan Campbell would rest a bunch of his starters against the Niners. Didn't happen. He played Jahmyr Gibbs and Jared Goff and J-Mo and all those guys the entire game. How do you think that translates to what Dan Quinn does this weekend? I know that he's gone on record saying, look, we have the sixth seed. We don't want to give that up. Do you think Dan Quinn plays his starters throughout in the game against the Cowboys?
Every situation is different. You know, if I was Dan Quinn, I wouldn't. I would get ready for whoever the first round, whenever that game is, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I would get ready for that game. I've texted. I know what the Eagles' stance is this weekend against the Giants. They're going to rest their guys. Saquon obviously has a chance to go for Eric Dickerson's rushing record. That's not enough to get those guys rested. You know, the Kansas City's, they played Denver this week. They're not going to play their guys. That's a long stretch to be the number one seed, not play week 18, not play week 19, not play until week 20. That's a pretty big gamble right there to take that much time off, but that's kind of what the direction they're going. For Washington right now, they just can't afford any kind of an injury to, you know, whether it's Jaden right now or to McLaurin or to Zach Ertz. They need those guys, I think, wild card weekend.
One of their problems defensively all season long has been stopping the run. When you get this deep in the season, it's great to get John Allen back. Is there anything they can really do? Because running backs just gouge them.
Yeah, no, it's been a problem. They play a reduced front, meaning they cover up the center and the two guards. And, you know, they've got Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvo. I think they've started every game together this year. You're looking for some safety help. But, you know, the bodies up front are what they are. They're not a real big defensive front. They're more of pass-rushing type guys, including Jonathan Allen, including Deron Payne, and, Johnny Newton, some of the guys that are there, that's who they are right now. And last year they were the worst pass defense in all of football, and nobody was really close. They gave up 39 passing touchdowns a year ago. They've improved significantly. So, you know, they just need, you know, I think they are what they are at this point. If teams are going to try and pound them in the run game, that's what they're going to have to live with. They're going to have to, you know, score four touchdowns, 28, 30 points probably to beat anybody in this first round.
So let's talk a little bit about Jaden Daniels. I know that on Instagram and maybe on Twitter you had put out some videos, maybe it's a week ago after the Eagles game, about Jaden being clutch. Well, he did it again. Is he getting better? There was a three-game stretch where they played really good teams that they lost, but they've won their last four, and in each of these games – his legs have really come into play. He's been their leading rusher for three games. What are you seeing from Jaden?
Well, you know, he got hurt against Carolina, and it was pretty significant. He played the following week and didn't miss time, but I think he was, significantly impaired in some of those games. But I think, you know, the guy is just electric when it comes to running. I mean, he's his burst and his decision-making last week, you know, in overtime against Atlanta, like, he didn't try to slide. He was head first. He was trying to gain every amount of yardage that he possibly can. And so I think he ran for 42 yards in overtime alone, just on that drive, where whether it was a design run, which some of them were, or whether it was just a scramble, which some of them were. I mean, to do what he did was amazing. And then the thing that I'm always amazed at, guys like Jaden or even Lamar, a couple other guys, Jalen Hurts, these guys don't, like, most of the time when you throw the ball, you're throwing it with your legs. And if you're fatigued, you're just not going to be very good at it. You're not going to be accurate with the ball. These guys can run the way that they run, yet still throw it accurately and put the ball where he needs to, including that, you know, the winning touchdown pass to Zach Ertz was a perfect throw. And anything less than that, they probably don't score on that third and two. So it's just remarkable the level of conditioning that he has. But his decision making is just it's beyond elite. It's incredible what the decisions he does and what he sees and where he puts the ball right now.
Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. So, Baldy, the Commanders' opponent is the Cowboys. Their season has gone sideways. They're 7-9. They're guaranteed to finish with a losing season. Do you see Mike McCarthy coming back to coach the Cowboys in 2025? And if you were the GM, how do you fix the roster going forward? It seems very top-heavy with Dak Prescott. Hopefully he's back from that hamstring injury. CeeDee Lamb's their top offensive weapon. They don't have a lot beside him in the passing game. What do you do to fix the Cowboys going forward?
Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to get Micah Parsons signed. And that's going to be, you know, part of they can't let him hit free agency next year. So they've got to get that taken care of. So I don't know, you know, if they know how to handle a cap, because they certainly let the Philadelphia Eagles just sign every key free agent in the world, become an elite team this year. And to see what Washington did when they did what they did in free agency. Like, they got to figure this thing out. I mean, they just released Ezekiel Elliott. It made no sense to sign him anyways. They signed Dalvin Cook. That made no sense. Like, they didn't address the roster in the offseason when they had to. And so now, whoever coaches that team, whether it's Mike McCarthy or not, the roster isn't competitive enough to go win big games and be a top-tier team. They had won 12 games for 3 years in a row. Now, they got bounced out of the playoffs against teams that had better rosters and were better coached. So you can fire the coach. You can go in a different direction. But, you know, they got to figure out how to build a roster right now. It's not – I mean, they're playing three young guys in the offensive line. That's fine. Some of them are worthy of being future installments in that positions, and some of them aren't. And they have to address that across the board. They're not good enough at defensive tackle to slow down teams that can run the football. So they do have some roster rebuilding to do, whether it's with Mike McCarthy or not.
Talking to Brian Baldinger. Baldy, you mentioned the Chiefs resting their guys. If you were to handicap the AFC, there's three teams obviously at the top with KC, and then you think about Buffalo and Baltimore. But is there another team in there that you think that can make a run in the playoffs and get to the Super Bowl?
Well, if Cincinnati gets in, I don't know that anybody, including Buffalo, that would probably see him in the first round. I don't think anybody wants to see Cincinnati the way Joe Burrow is throwing the football right now. He's practically flawless. And so they're capable of putting, like they did against Baltimore this year a couple of times, they're capable of putting up 38 points against a team like Baltimore. I think they're capable of putting up, you know, 28, 30 points against Kansas City if they would see him. That's now they've got they need to win on, you know, against Pittsburgh, and they need a lot of help. So they're on the outside looking in. But if they get in, that could be a very dangerous team in addition to the three that you just mentioned.
Hey, Baldy, how many tens of millions of dollars has Sam Darnold made for himself in his future earnings with the year that he's put up in Minnesota with 35 touchdowns, just 12 picks? Look, he'll have a game or two where he'll throw some bad picks. But, I mean, he's going to finish with, like, close to 40 touchdowns.
Yeah. He's been awesome. And, you know, the team is really, really good. And Kevin O'Connell, to me, is the coach of the year. But I don't – you know, I remember talking to the general manager of Minnesota a couple weeks ago, and he was addressing the situation with me. He said he doesn't have to do anything right now. They can let this thing play all the way out. But I know Sam Darnold doesn't want to go anywhere else. He doesn't want to have to go through what he did in, you know, New York or Carolina or any place. Like, he'd like to stay there. I know they've got J.J. McCarthy, and that's fine. But maybe I think he wants to stay in Minnesota. I think he really likes it. He likes the team. He loves the coach. Everybody loves the coach there. So I don't think he wants to go anywhere. But, I mean, there's going to be a bidding war for him if Minnesota lets him, you know, test free agency. And to your point about tens of millions, they just threw, I don't know, $180 million at Kirk Cousins. He'd get a whole lot more than that. So, you know, there's five or six teams that would really bid on Sam Darnold if he gets outside of that building in Minnesota.
You know, you mentioned Kirk. Does he find a home next season outside of Atlanta? And what about Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I think Kirk can find a home. He could be a bridge quarterback, but I think if you look at his last five games, this wasn't a slump. I think this is who he is right now. Unless his legs just get a whole lot better than they were. The last game he played was against the Raiders. He was immobile in that game and could not get away from any kind of a rush. And that might mean another year of healing from that Achilles injury that he had. So we'll see. But I think he's got a chance. I just don't see teams taking a chance on Aaron Rodgers at this point. I mean, he hasn't been good this year. The Jets are going to go in a different direction. And I can't see a team bidding on a 42-year-old quarterback right now in any kind of capacity. And the way that he has played, he's really labored and struggled to move. I can't put the ball where he wants to put it right now. He's not elevated anybody in that New York team right now to play at a higher level. Now, the offensive line was awful last week, and that, you know, that's not fair to any quarterback. But, you know, 16 games in right now, you'd say, why would you invest in Aaron Rodgers at this point? You're not investing in anything that we have seen in the past or his history, which is illustrious. But at the same time, he's not that player anymore.
Baldy, where do your travels take you this weekend? What game are you covering?
I'm going to go see that Jets-Miami game because if Miami wins and Denver loses, they're in the playoffs. So both those games are at 4:25. We'll be scoreboard watching up in New York or, you know, at the Meadowlands. And we'll see. You'll see if Miami can pull through, win a game in, you know, 25-degree weather, which they've been unable to do, and see if Kansas City somehow can upend Denver with Carson Wentz and whoever else they play.
All right, Baldy, safe travels. We'll talk to you again next week, man. Always great catching up with you. Thanks again.
You got it, guys. Take care now.
Yep, enjoy. That was Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. He can hold his breath for like 90 seconds underwater. It's very impressive.
Should we have a contest at some point?
I mean, it sounds like a perfect sort of junks contest.
Now, if we do it, the other person has to talk.
That's true. It's a very good point.
So better have some content.
Brian Baldinger is the host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo Game Day. Be delicious. Don't forget, coming up at 8:25, we'll talk Caps with Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals.